Hi, I'm Paul Reale from Charlotte Lit with a 2-minute writing tip for Charlotte Readers Podcast. This tip answers the question, how do I get inside the head of a character, especially if that character is nothing like me, the writer? I'll answer with a tautology. You get inside the head of a character by getting inside the head of the character. What I mean by that is, you'll use the tool of point of view to make an exploration of character. One of the choices a writer always has to make is which POV or which POVs from which to tell a story. That is, through whose eyes are we seeing? To whose thoughts are we listening? One of the ways a writer makes this determination is to try out different points of view. The Great Gatsby, for example, is told from Nick Carraway's point of view. He's the narrator. He spends the whole book trying to understand Gatsby. You're the writer. You maybe shouldn't wait that long to understand one of your central characters, or it's going to be a very messy first draft. A shorter route to uncovering your Gatsby is to write from his point of view. Write a scene, write a letter, write a dream, whatever you choose, and you'll know the character better. Maybe the best part of this is you don't have to commit to anything. You don't have to use those scenes just because you wrote them. Consider them part of the discovery process that is every first draft. In the novel I'm writing now, I have a convicted murderer just released from prison. I'm going to kill off the killer, and readers weren't going to care. They might even cheer his demise. How can I make him sympathetic to the reader? Well, by first making him sympathetic to me, which I could only do by standing in his shoes and speaking in his voice. So here's your action step. Choose a character, which could be a real person if you're writing nonfiction, and write a scene or two from their point of view. Consider trying scenes both in the present day of the story and from the character's past. As a related tip, this is also how you'll begin to create well-rounded antagonists, even if they don't become POV characters in your stories. For more 2-minute tips from Charlotte Lit, listen to Beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelit.org/tips.